Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back. Going and run news brief. We're going to try to keep it brief for you today. Larson, it's Friday. What's in the news?
Oh, the Forbidden Door is in the news, Steve. And I'm not just talking about LP heading to the impact zone. More on that later.
So excited.
I know Steve's hyped for that. I'm pretty hyped for that, too. Hopefully the loaded boot will be with him in the impact zone.
I hope so.
But today, the Wrestling Observer is reporting that, quote, WWE is in talks with MLW about a partnership designed to get some of the lesser used NXT talent some work. WWE kicking in that forbidden door.
Oh, they're like the Kool-Aid man. They're just going through the door and taking a bunch of wall with them. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, of course, the question, beyond all the obvious benefits, why get into a partnership now?
It couldn't be out of some reactionary mindset due to what AEW is doing, right, Larson?
I mean, it's WWE. Of course, that's what it is. Wrestling Observer notes, quote, the WWE. Oh, sorry. WWE notes that WWE is unhappy about having, quote, the reputation they don't work with other wrestling promotions.
They don't.
Observer continues, the talks are centered around the lines of the old Evolve deal, or to a degree, the 90s ECW deal, where some of the NXT developmental talent who can't get TV time would get reps and Court Bauer's promotion instead. I mean, I don't know how likely this is to happen. I don't know if, you know, but to what degree any talks have progressed. It is newsworthy to think that WWE, after years of not working with anybody, would now enter into some sort of partnership. Well, I guess not true. They did some stuff with Evolve. But beyond that, not working with anybody. Would get into another deal like that.
I mean, comparing, I don't have like numbers per se, but MLW, number one, I've actually had my eye on MLW for a little while. Anecdotally, people, you know, here and there have always asked us, hey, what you guys like, what's going on in MLW? And honestly, it's just one of those things where, because it's not WWE, AEW, New Japan, Impact. I mean, Impact, when you look at all the brands under WWE, you know, you're looking at like six brands that were, you know, five or six brands that we're sort of keeping tabs on. MLW has never been like a thing where it's like we sort of needed to, you know. There's been some great talent that's come through there. Their current champion, Jacob Fatu, you and I are both somewhat familiar with, and he's fantastic.
Oh, he's great. He's great.
There's some really cool stuff happening there. I've tried over the past month or two to sort of keep a bit more of an eye on them. I've watched a couple of their fusion shows, and I really, really, really love their approach to empty arena shows, you know, using all handheld cameras for their matches, no hard A cam that just sits there. You know, the even like their audio mix has like a low crowd murmur, so it sounds like something's happening there, but you don't get enough glimpses. It's actually a really, really interesting look at what wrestling could look like in the future, similar in some respects to what NXT and Impact does, but you know, Some of their promos are filmed, I mentioned this before, like on iPhones, but instead of looking like crappy Matt Chat questions, you know, they doll them up. They put them in black and white. They gross them up. And so it just has kind of that cool sort of DIY, but also mixed with a slick production element to it. It's a really good looking promotion with some really cool talent there. And so it's not surprising. And Corp Bauer used to be a writer for WWE.
Yep.
It's not surprising that that's a promotion they would target. It's kind of surprising that Corp Bauer would be into this because he's always been a very like independent. He, in his interviews and his press statements, he's been a very like, you know, independent minded owner of MLW. And so it's kind of cool that, you know, that maybe if this happens, that there could be some crossover, there could be mixing. I mean, I'm not expecting Jacob Fatu to come over and join Roman's crew, but I don't know, crazier things. Mox is about to fight Yuji Nagata. So
yeah,
at this point, kind of who knows? And if this is, according to Wrestling Observer, according to Dave Meltzer, this is like a new thing under the direction of Nick Khan, who is apparently looking at WWE and saying, okay, well, what's our perception? How can we change that perception a little bit and do cool stuff like this? So I don't know. I think this is, if it's true, even if WWE has this in mind, it's kind of a, it's a really cool idea. And I hope that they're able to see it through because I think there's some interesting possibilities, even if it's not going to be a full-throated, you know, old-school ECW thing where they invaded the WWF. There are some cool possibilities here.
Definitely. And, of course, MLW's debuting on Vice TV this weekend.
Yeah.
May 1st.
Yeah. They're having like they're considering I've sort of noticed this as well, but Wrestling Observer here notes that, you know, a second show for MLW has been rumored to be a Lucha Underground revival. They're using this faction called Azteca Underground, using, you know, characters from Lucha Underground. So yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff happening there, and it's really smart for WWE, instead of just creating their own brands over and over again, to reach out, get some fresh blood. I mean, I don't know, man, it's like coupled with the news that Jason Jordan has taken over the lead producer spot backstage. One thing that I have always noted, and you've, I think, always agreed with, WWE needs young creative. They need a younger creative base. And to be frank, they need it closer to the top. You know, they need to be the people green lighting what we see on TV to be younger. So, yeah, interesting. Kind of cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. In more Forbidden Door news, there's an interview with New Japan's president, Takami Obari, with New Japan's website. Sorry if I got that name wrong, where he talked about the promotion's partnerships with AEW and Impact. That's what he had to say. Quote, I think talent crossing is something that doesn't just apply to Strong, but New Japan at large. For me to say New Japan is doing business with Company X, so you need to go over there and wrestle, that's backward to me. I will say this until I'm blue in the face. This is a star-driven business, and the wrestlers are the focus. So if our wrestlers say, I want to wrestle that guy, I want to test myself against that guy, I want to show that I am better than that guy, then it becomes our job as a company to do what we can do to back them, make it happen, and make it successful. We're in the dream business, presenting them and making them real. Having a linear approach to business that only restricts us and stops fans getting invested.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. I think, you know, it all makes sense. It is a star-driven business.
Yep.
I was looking at this. This is just, yeah, okay. So this write-up was today, but I think this appearance was, well, it was recently. It doesn't say when it was, but Daniel Bryan talking about Kenny Omega. We're just talking about this Forbidden Door stuff because it is fascinating to see how everything is sort of in the beginning stages of being blown up. And WWE is obviously like the biggest one to like, okay, well, are they going to be participating in any of this stuff? Because, I mean, dude, I don't know. I think that, like I said, the prospect of Mox versus Yuji Nagata happening in AEW for the IWGP United States title, it's like that had been crazy 2 years ago. So in my mind,
even a year ago, it'd been shocking, absolutely shocking.
In my mind, these days, nothing's off the table, and that includes WWE, you know, because who knows? Who knows? Vince's whims can swing one way or the other, and you just don't know.
Got that right.
So it's interesting. Daniel Bryan talking about he was on My Mom's Basement with Robbie Fox, and he was asked about apparently a pro wrestling guerrilla match between Daniel Bryan and Kenny Omega back in 2009. Mm-hmm. And he said, I have a lot of respect for Kenny Omega, and it's not just the great matches he puts on. It's also that he looks at wrestling differently than anybody else. When you look at, say, the Young Bucks, who you'd think of in a similar vein, you can see where the Young Bucks' take of wrestling is. It's like a takeoff, a genius takeoff of the wrestling they loved when they were younger and mimicking it, but also evolving from that and evolving from the takes from that. That's why I think it resonates with so many people the way they wrestle. He's also talked about the desire to wrestle for other wrestling companies and trying to do that while still with WWE. So it'd be interesting if Daniel Bryan, with the kind of clout he has, the kind of stroke he has, and now maybe a guy like Nick Khan, who's like, okay, maybe we should as a company be more interested in this kind of stuff. It wouldn't be shocking if something happened a year from now, 2 years from now, whatever. Would it happen? Will it happen? Who knows? Probably not, but it wouldn't shock me anymore.
It'd be interesting to see if Daniel Bryan, once he's no longer in a WWE contract, I think in September or something like that, if rather than go to WWE and say, hey, I want to do this, I'll sign a new deal if let me do this, he just doesn't sign a contract with anybody.
Yeah,
he'll pop into WWE for a bit because he'll bring eyeballs to the product.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he'll go somewhere else for a little bit, come back, just back and forth where he's not bound by any deal with any promotion.
And he is like one of very few people. I mean, plenty of people could do that. He's been like one of the main guys who's expressed interest in, wrestling until he's 70 and all over the place, And he's one of the few guys who you think would probably do something like that. And obviously with his star power could do that and benefit financially, maybe even greater than if he just stuck with WWE. So it's interesting times, and who knows where it's gonna lead us. Those transcripts, by the way, the Daniel Bryan stuff was from Wrestling Inc. So check that out as well. We'll have the link to that in the description as well.
Yes. Let's talk Impact. As we mentioned earlier, LP is on his way to the Impact Zone next week. That's exciting stuff. Overall, they're really pushing the story of what's next for Kenny Omega. The Impact locker room being upset that Kenny has that belt. Everybody wants to be first in line to get a shot at the new Impact champion, to bring that championship back home to Impact. And the show opened up with basically the entire locker room in front of Scott Tomore's office. He is like, hold on, everybody come out to the ring. I'm going to address the situation. He does. He announces that there'll be a six-pack challenge at Under Siege. Winner will be number one contender for the Impact title. Between now and then, they'll have qualifying matches to determine who the six participants in that match will be.
Yeah.
And also at the beginning, he told Don Callis they were going to have, they were supposed to have a celebration for Kenny tonight. And Don said, okay, I'll zoom in. And Scott Tomori is like, no. He's got to be here tonight. If he doesn't show up by the end of the night, strip him of the title.
Mm-hmm. And he said, me and Tony Khan, we had that arrangement where if he didn't show up for his appearances, he'd be stripped. And so that six-pack challenge would either be for number one contender or if he gets stripped for the title. The first matchup in that qualifying matches for the eliminator match is Chris Bay versus the returning Chris Bay came back and beat Jake something with some shady tactics. I believe he had his feet up on the ropes there.
Yeah, and Rohit came out, helped him out.
After that, we had W. Morrissey, formerly known as Big Cass, formerly known as Kaz XL. He dropped a promo in advance of destroying Sam Beal.
It wasn't competitive in the league.
With a power bomb, just completely destroyed this kid. And he basically said, there's a lot of bad people back there. All your favorite wrestlers are all bad people. The only difference between me and them is I'm honest about it. And then he murdered Sam Beal and finished him off with a great-looking power bomb. Power job.
Before you get to the rest of the recap, there was a couple of segments interspersed of people stepping up to Don Callis, essentially saying, Sammy Callahan was one of them saying, I'm coming for Kenny.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That would feed into the main event. Taylor Wilde, the returning Taylor Wilde, defeated Kimberly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Josh Alexander defeated Ace Austin in an X Division title match, kind of a two-thirds rematch from the pay-per-view.
Another rematch from Rebellion. Matt Cardona picked up a win over Brian Myers in a qualifier for that six-man match at Under Siege. So Matt Cardona could be just one match away from getting an Impact title shot. Dream match, Kenny Omega versus Matt Cardona.
Woo, woo, woo. Then it was announced that LP and his loaded boot, hopefully his loaded boot is coming to Impact as well. Wouldn't it be great if the Impact World Championship switched hands from an AEW contracted wrestler to a New Japan contracted wrestler, and LP Larson? How great would that be? Everybody's that'd like, oh, we cool. got to bring it back home. Oh, crap, it just went somewhere else.
The main event, Sami Callihan versus Ed Edwards. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ended in DQ. So I believe Sami got the win, according to Impact Wrestling's website, after Kenny and the Young Bucks, not the Young Bucks, sorry, the Good Brothers attack, lay them both out. Yeah. So Kenny, he showed up. He made it. It's like 2 minutes to spare.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Good job, Kenny Omega. He was limping around too. He looked like
he could tell they must have shot this like the day after.
This was like 30 minutes swan. After the match. Okay, yeah, we got to do this. Tell. We got to do the closing segment real quick.
You could tell he was in pain.
It really looked like it. Oh man. Yeah. Just thinking about watching him move in my mind is like making me hurt. There is in fact a SmackDown tonight.
It's tonight.
I will not be around because it's my dad's birthday, so I'm going to go celebrate his birthday with him. But the Enforcer will be here tonight to hang out with you. And the Friendoverse, first up, Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan are set. Oh, crap. I'm definitely going to watch this episode. I'm probably not going to review it with you guys, but I'm going to watch it because, holy crap, this is kind of a big deal. This is like a major deal.
I hope this is a huge deal. I hope they give this match a good half hour.
Yeah, right? I want to see entrances at 40 till.
Yeah. That would be ideal. Mm-hmm. Entrances, commercial, match begins.
Yep.
That's what I want to see. But also, Apollo Crews defending the Intercontinental title against Big E. There's only two segments.
Massive SmackDown.
This is already a pretty huge SmackDown.
They're just doing this on another Friday night. Boy, SmackDown's been, since like post-Mania, SmackDown's been back to its old form of being pretty damn good. Mm-hmm. It's because, I'm telling you, it's because so much of Roman Reigns' story is wrapped up in other stories, and Heyman's probably doing all that stuff. Probably Heyman and Daniel Bryan might be pitching ideas back and forth on that one.
In my mind,
that's what it is. Who knows what it is? Yes, maybe Vince is writing all this stuff, Larson, from scratch. That's why Raw sucks, because he's focusing everything on Roman Reigns. Oh, like, this is going to be my magnum opus.
Everything on SmackDown, and Roman's got no mental or creative energies left for anything else.
All of the glucose in his brain is gone, Larson. anyways. That's going to do it for today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Hey, give this video a thumbs up if you liked it. If you didn't like it, just don't. Move on to Wrestling News Now or something like that. Hit that subscribe button. Leave us a comment. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.
Help support Going In Raw today by becoming a Friendo Club TV member. You'll get access to new bonus episodes every week, including Friendo Club Arcade, Live Power Rank, Vintage 10 for the Wins, and Ask Steven Larson. Get access to Friendo Club TV today by becoming a $5 and up patron at patreon.com/Steven Larson, by throwing us a sub at twitch.tv/Steven Larson, or by clicking join at youtube.com/Steven Larson.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.